And now on Sunday Evening with Natalie Peters and Michael Packey.
And it'll be a gold medal to Australia, you little beauty.
The Race to Rio.
We are 131 days out from the 2016 Summer Olympic Games, and I, for one, cannot wait for all the sporting action to kick off in Brazil.
What I can't believe, Nat, it's an Olympic year. I can't believe that 4 years has gone since the London Olympics.
Time has flown.
Absolutely. There's no doubt the organisers in Brazil are feeling the pressure. 131 days, as you said. That's just over 4 months till the opening ceremony in Rio.
And you'll be there. Yeah, that's right. We'll have a team from 2GB on the ground to cover all the sporting action and the heartache, the tears and the excitement, the results. So, yes, very much looking forward to that. Now, this time each week, we're going to take a close look at the games just to get you excited for what's ahead. And we're going to chat to some awesome Aussie athletes who are on their way to Rio, some Olympians who are taking on mentor roles. And we're kicking off the Race to Rio by speaking to the head honcho of the Australian team, chef de mission Kitty Chiller. Kitty, thank you so much for joining us this Sunday evening.
Pleasure. Happy Easter.
Same to you. Now, as we said, roughly 4 months out, which must excite and scare you at the same time. Yeah. How big do you expect the team to be and how many athletes have been selected so far?
Look, we're still looking at a team size of around just under 450, 448 is our latest predictions. That'll be our second biggest away team. Athens was our biggest away team with around 480. So far, we've qualified 280 quota spots, so that sort of earned Australia a start, if you like, in an event. And we've actually selected 35 athletes so far. But April is a huge month for selections. We have track and field, the team, or about three quarters of the team being named next weekend, the shooting team being named the following week, and also the swimming team after the trials in Adelaide. So about 100 more athletes to be selected in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
The Australian Olympic team is hosting a series of briefings for athletes and officials. It's called Aspire, and this week it's going to be held at the AIS in Canberra. What do they cover?
Okay, so Aspire is actually the second part of what I call a culture and values roadmap to Rio. So we started with the Ignite series last summer. We did a dozen sessions around the country. And this, as you say, Aspire. So it's the second stage of our road to Rio in terms of briefing athletes on not only the policies and rules and regulations that you have to have with a team of that size, but also there's a lot of presentations on what it actually means to be an Australian Olympian and the honour and the expectations and the responsibility that goes with that. And that's been a real winner with this series over the last 18 months, that a lot of our athletes aren't aware of our Olympic history. And it's making sure that they understand what our champions of the past had to go through, as well as obviously getting a briefing on the latest information about Rio.
And going into that latest information, we heard last week that a cycling trial had to be scrapped because the track hadn't been laid at the velodrome in time. What is the latest info from Rio when it comes to meeting the deadline and having everything ready?
Look, I was in Rio 2 weeks ago, actually. I got back 2 weeks ago. I was just on the ground for 5 days for our last planning visit. And to be honest, the majority of the venues are looking fantastic. There's been huge progress since I was there in August last year. I was out at Deodoro, where the venues have really come on. They were sort of basically non-existent last August. So they've come on really well. The velodrome that you mentioned, yes, just 2 days ago they announced that the test event for cycling, which is really important because no velodrome sort of track is the same. It was supposed to be held in January, then it was put off till February and then March, and now they've cancelled it, which is a real shame. The velodrome is probably the main venue that they really need to get moving on.
Okay, and one other issue I'm sure that you're raising with our athletes and officials is the heightened state of fear due to terror attacks. I mean, the last few months, Belgium, Turkey, Jakarta, Ivory Coast, France, the list goes on, let alone Syria. What are you saying to athletes about the risk of a terrorist attack in Rio?
To be honest, the threat of a terrorist attack in Rio or in Brazil is not our primary concern as it was as regards security in London. This time, in respect of what we're talking to the athletes about, is about personal safety and personal security. And it's that type of crime that is quite prevalent in Rio. And what we're encouraging all our athletes and all our team members and family and friends is just to adopt common sense. We will be imposing no-go zones where we're advising athletes and team members not to go. And just to be really careful, only go out in groups, only carry things that you might be prepared to lose, and just adopting a common sense approach to personal safety. And to be honest, that's That's what we're talking about most to athletes rather than any terrorism threat.
And Kitty, the Zika virus is making headlines around the world as it's been linked to birth defects in Brazil. What's your advice to Australian athletes?
We've been very proactive in this space. We sent a communique out to all our prospective athletes about 2 months ago, and we're sending another one out this week, and also obviously dealing with it in the Aspire series. There's no proven link between the birth defect microcephaly and Zika. The Zika virus, only 20% of those people with the virus actually show any symptoms, and the real danger is potentially yet to be proven, but for pregnant women or women trying to get pregnant. Again, like security, it's common sense. It's wearing long sleeve wherever possible, spraying insect repellent whenever you go outside, avoiding stagnant water, pools of stagnant water, keeping windows and doors closed, and using the air conditioning when you're inside. Again, common sense precautionary measures that we're educating all our athletes about.
We're chatting to the head of the Australian team, chef de mission, Kitty Chiller, 131 days out from the Summer Olympic Games. Now, Kitty, the Australian opening ceremony uniform is being unveiled this week, well before the Games, rather than days out, as has been in the past few Games. Any hints as to what we might see?
Absolutely none whatsoever.
No, green and gold? You can't even give us the obvious?
No, absolutely nothing. Look, it's so exciting. I mean, selecting athletes and announcing athletes in the team is really, really exciting. But I have to say this week, with Aspire on Tuesday and then the uniform launch with Sportscraft and Tom's Shoes on Wednesday, we're doing a Bondi Icebergs, iconic Australian venue location. And, look, I've been involved with the uniform committee, and there's athletes on that committee for over 2 years now in the design and briefing to Sportscraft and the design of the uniform. I think it's fantastic, and I really hope everyone loves it.
Well, it never gets everyone on side, but I mean, I'm always a fan, but I'm a sucker for all things Olympics. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. And before we let you go, one tricky question. Chef de mission Kitty Chiller, what is your all-time favourite Olympic moment? Okay. Just to put you on the spot.
My all-time? I think it would have to be, I'll go with the most recent, well, I suppose my own Olympic appearance in Sydney 2000. But apart from that, I think it would have to have been the evening in London, in the middle of the Games, I think it was about day 8 or 9, when Australia wasn't going that well on the medal tally, but I was at the velodrome and I saw Anna Meares win the sprint, and then I raced over to the track and saw Sally Pearson win the hurdles in the rain, and to see those two fantastic Australia sportswomen both win gold medals on the same night, that was pretty special.
Oh, goosebumps just hearing you talk about it. Kitty, thank you so much for your time, especially on Easter Sunday. We really appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's chef de mission of the Australian Olympic team, Kitty Chiller, giving us an update on the race to Rio. As we mentioned earlier, 2GB will have a team on the ground in Brazil in August, bringing you all the excitement, the heartache and the results.